Welcome to the Breakdown to Breakthrough podcast. My name is Lisa A. Romano. I am a life coach, best-selling author, YouTube vlogger, meditation teacher, and expert in the field of codependency and narcissistic abuse. I am a believer in the power of an organized mind. My aim is to help people learn what it means to live above the veil of consciousness rather than living a reactive life. May your heart feel blessed, your mind feel expanded, and your spirit find hope as you spend time with me here at the Breakdown to Breakthrough podcast. So today we're going to be talking about the challenges that face adult daughters of codependent mothers. So I think it's only fair, as someone who talks a lot about what it is to be raised by a narcissistic mother, that we talk about what it feels like to be raised by a codependent mother. And I think one of the things that we should clear up right away is, like, what's the difference? What's the difference between a narcissistic mother versus a codependent mother? And I believe that we could get lost in the soup because on the surface, it looks like they could be similar. A codependent mother can be passive aggressive. A codependent mother can be someone who expects her children to behave a certain way. A codependent mother can guilt her children and make them feel guilty for not taking care of her feelings. Whereas when we're talking about a narcissistic mother, we notice that narcissistic mothers can do the same. So I think it's a matter of going back to the beginning and trying to figure out, well, what's the difference between a codependent person versus a narcissistic person? When we're talking about a codependent person, we're talking about someone who is other-focused. And so we're talking about someone who enjoys caretaking, someone who rescues, someone who sees themselves as the person who needs to fix what is going on in everyone else's life. And that can be really super troubling when we're talking about the parent-child relationship. When we have an immature codependent mother, not her fault, she was raised to feel not good enough, she suffered abandonment wounds, and she has realized that she needs to figure out a way to be worthy of someone's love. And that even comes down to the children. So what a codependent mother will do oftentimes is overdo for their children without boundaries. And the covert agreement is, at least at the subconscious level, is that I'm going to give my child everything that I never received. And my child is going to fill me up and love me in return. And when children want to break away and they want to have some autonomy or individuality, the children will struggle leaving mom and going off to college or wanting to move or wanting to have a relationship or not wanting to tell mom every detail of their life. Adult daughters of codependent mothers often tell me that they feel enmeshed with their mothers, that their mothers have made them responsible for how they feel, and will talk about the sacrifices that they made in their younger life for the children as justification for why her daughter shouldn't get married and move across the state, or why her daughter shouldn't take the job that is going to cause her to travel. And so a codependent mom will struggle with the fear of abandonment. They will struggle with not being able to take care of their children to excess, because a codependent mother identifies her sense of self through her relationship with her child. So the child becomes the point of focus for the mom. So a codependent mother is other focused. And in this case, rather than the relationship or a partner, the codependent mother can become focused on her children, hyper-focused, which on the surface, it looks like that's amazing. But without healthy boundaries and without consciousness, daughters and mothers can enmesh. And so it's important for codependent moms to heal themselves and to identify these characteristics in themselves so that can break the cycle for themselves and their daughters and even their sons. So their children can go off and have autonomous lives. They can go off and make their own mistakes. And the mothers can support them from afar or even in the same room without jumping in and feeling like, well, my son's going to be okay because of me. And my daughter is going to be okay only because of me. I have to jump in and I have to fix this. So it's very, very telling when it comes to a codependent mother. It's where they're coming from. Now, a codependent mother generally has a lot of empathy for their children. In fact, the codependent mother is best friends with her daughter, best friends with her child, over the line best friend. Like, a narcissistic mother is someone who is self-focused. So a narcissistic mother does not see her children as autonomous human beings. She is not someone that wants to cater to the needs of her children. She is not someone that wants to take care of her children's feelings. There is no expectation on part of the mother that she has to really worry about these children as 3D human beings. In fact, it is the job of the children to obey, to fear, and to act as extensions of the narcissistic mother. So across the board, a narcissistic mother can be cruel. She can be vindictive. She can be jealous. She can be someone who acts superior. She can be someone who goes out of her way to smear you, even with your friends. So there's this sense that you could even be a threat when it comes to a narcissistic mother. So a narcissistic mother doesn't have to pull you in. A codependent mother wants to pull you in. And in the process of wanting to pull you in and taking care of your feelings is this agreement that certainly if I take care of your feelings, you'll never leave me. And so the codependent covert conversation in the mind or the subconscious mind sounds like, I created her and I take care of her and I've sacrificed my life for her. And it is my job to take care of her for the rest of her life. And I need her to need me. And I can prove to this child of mine that I am worthy of her love. Remember, a codependent is someone that feels like they're not worthy of love. And so they overdo. They enmesh with other people. They can be intrusive because in their head, it's my job to make sure that you're okay. And this is where the child of a codependent who is naturally, if you will, codependent on their mother, can sense that the daughter's autonomy is a threat to how the mother feels. Now you're in trouble. Because when you try to move out of the relationship, the codependent relationship with your mother, and set a boundary, and you see that she's not okay, then you're not okay. So the cycle of codependency continues. So I hope that that makes sense. So a narcissistic mother is self-focused. You live to serve me. A codependent mother is other-focused. I live to serve you. However, the covert agreement is that you're going to need me and never leave me. And you are going to be my therapist, and you are going to be my best friend, and you are the person that I'm going to tell everything to, and I'm going to be that person for you. So rather than have this natural hierarchy where the daughter feels like mom is in control, she's a strong person, she has boundaries, she knows when to open her mouth, when not to open her mouth, she is encouraging my independence and my autonomy. She's not encouraging a dependency upon me. She knows when to support me and back off. She knows when to tell me I'm wrong too. A codependent mother is not very likely to tell you that you were wrong if she thinks in doing so, you'll become upset with her and hold her accountable or judge her. So a codependent mother is very sensitive about setting a healthy boundary with their children. So I wanted to go through some of the struggles that a codependent relationship with your mother will bring about. So a codependent mother struggles with their own children having their own life. So the sense of individuality and autonomy for the mom and not finding her sense of self through the catering to her children is very unsettling. So a codependent mother, as a child is growing up and is looking to naturally break away, is very triggered by her son or her daughter wanting to find themselves. And a codependent mother can rationalize overstepping and overcompensating and being intrusive. They can rationalize and they'll struggle to find the space to be healthy with their children as they're developing autonomy because that triggers their abandonment. And also it's tied to, wait a minute, kid, you're growing up. If you grow up and you don't need me, who am I?
And so that's something to be aware of. Codependent moms want their children to need them. This is where a codependent person has coped their entire life. This is the space. If you're a child and you're taught that you have no worth, your mother is using you as an extension of herself, or your mother is highly critical of you, or nothing that you could do could ever be enough, then you feel like you don't have any value. What you learn as a child is to appear like you can take care of your mother's feelings. You learn this before you can even talk, that you are responsible for how your mother feels. Now, that's all a codependent mother knows how to do, is to exchange taking care of you for your love. How it shows up in the relationship is that it's comfortable for a codependent mom to be needed. That's her safe space. So if you need me, then I know who I am at 4:30 in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 12 p.m., at 3 p.m. I'm your mother and you need me. And that's who I am. But that's not autonomy. And so if you have a codependent mother, she's going to encourage you to need her. So codependent mothers also struggle with saying no to their children. So your codependent mom has plans for the weekend, and you want to know what she's doing on Friday night. Maybe you need a babysitter. So you call your codependent mom and she answers the phone and she can't say no to you. She's worried about hurting your feelings. She's worried about you finding someone else that you might need to watch the baby rather than her because she's struggling. She wants you to need her to watch the baby. She wants you to just need her. And so she will struggle to say no to you and hold on to her boundary. And she will struggle not to break her plans just to appease you. And if this sounds like you as a codependent mom, it's a messy place to be. And as a recovering codependent myself, it really is it's so far outside your comfort zone to really put yourself first, especially as your children get older and you make yourself a priority and you have to say no, or you should say no. So rather than just say no, a codependent mother is evasive. Well, I don't know. Let me call Jack. Let me see if I can move things around. I can't just say no to you. I'm going to struggle with that word. So that's very common. Codependent parents feel lonely and look to their children to fill them up. This is a hard one to acknowledge, but we have to understand that it comes from a very lonely place in childhood when we were just so lonely as children. What we learned to do was take care of other people. And in taking care of other people, we weren't so lonely because we learned that the more we took care of people, the more we catered to people, the less likely they were to abandon us and trigger our shame. It's very unhealthy, and it will keep you and your children stuck in cycles of codependency forever. And it will also eventually breed animosity, it'll breed resentment, and it will also interfere with your children's ability to stand on their own 2 feet without you powdering their bottom. So when you're a codependent parent, you are sacrificing to the extreme for your children, and you struggle with letting go of you and having autonomy. Remember, your identity is, I need to be needed, I'm the fixer, I'm the matriarch of this family, my children need me, and this is my identity. Now, when a parent has that subconscious paradigm operating, their ego is activated. They really do can expect their children to just acquiesce and to agree with them. And when a child does not agree with a codependent mother, the ego of the codependent mother, to protect the mom from feeling shame, overwhelming feelings of shame and loneliness, they end up guilting their children. Well, okay, if that's what you want to do, I don't have anything to do next weekend, but you know what? It's a good idea that you go out and you have fun. You deserve it. You deserve it. It's okay. I'll just stay alone this weekend. And the daughters will say, Mom, you know, maybe you should call Aunt Mary. Maybe, no, it's okay. You know, Aunt Mary kind of frustrates me. And no, it's fine. I'll just stay home alone this weekend. And the double message is that you have a life and I don't have a life, and you should care about how I feel. And now that you know that I'm alone, I expect you to check in on me at 4 a.m., 7 a.m., 10 a.m., and so on, because you're having a good time and I'm not. So there is this undercurrent of my children should be caring about my feelings. They should be taking care of my feelings. I take care of their feelings. Like, that's the covert agreement that codependent mothers have with their children. And like I said, on the surface, it could look like this is a great mother and daughter relationship. But if you dig deeper, these are two people that are now unable to make autonomous decisions, to set boundaries, and to not think like their mother. Another thing that a codependent mother will do as their children begin to age is they'll find ways to enable their children so they never leave home for college. Or they'll find ways to make sure that the child doesn't have to pay rent, so the child can stay home forever. So you have children who are in their mid-20s, in their 30s, and in their 40s, and mom's cutting their meat, and mom is making their breakfast every morning, and mom is paying their loans, and mom is making sure that the apron strings are nice and tight, and the children don't leave. This could be also an aspect of a mom being in a very toxic relationship with a spouse and being afraid, at least subconsciously, to be alone with this person. A codependent mother who is unhealed feels lonely. They don't know how to sustain themselves. They don't know how to find the road back to me, or they haven't found the road back to me yet. And so they busy themselves in family dynamics and find just about any excuse that they can use to encourage their children to never leave the nest. Another thing that a codependent mother will struggle with is finding the strength to allow their children to fail. Codependent mothers who have alcoholic children, codependent mothers who have children who are addicted to drugs, codependent mothers who have children who continually make mistakes. A codependent mother is just loyal to a fault, where you will rush in, you will be your child's broom, you will be your child's mop, you will live in denial of how your child is making a mess out of their life, and you, in an effort to take care of their feelings because you feel over-responsible for your children's feelings, remember, it's your job to make your children happy. So rather than your children suffer the consequences of a failure that could help them change. Because once you experience a failure, in that experience comes great desire. And if you fix it for me, then I never learn that I can fix it for myself. So I actually always feel insecure. So a codependent mother can enable a child to a fault and struggle to allow a child to suffer the consequences of their actions. So this is an umbilical cord that needs to get cut, an emotional umbilical cord that needs to get cut, that a codependent mother who lacks a positive sense of self will struggle to cut for many reasons. She will feel overwhelmed by the suffering of her child. And when she cuts this cord, she'll be overwhelmed by the loneliness within her and the lack of identity that she has, that taking care of her children to the extreme masks. So let's talk about what you can do if you have a codependent mom and you're trying to heal this relationship, at least from your side of the fence, because as a daughter or a son of a codependent mom, you feel responsible for her feelings now, because that's the dynamic. Mom felt responsible for your feelings. She over-empathized with you. She lacked boundaries. She became your savior, the martyr. She became the one that you needed. And it seems so natural in the world for a child to need their parents, but it can become maladaptive when a mother doesn't have a strong sense of self. Mom hasn't gained an identity. Mom doesn't know really who she is. And in that state of being, she is finding a sense of self by catering to the needs of the child. The problem is that you now will become codependent on your mom, and you will feel like you're responsible for her feelings. And this can go on until one of you transition. This is really important for us to understand. So what you want to do as a daughter of a codependent mom, who may even be codependent yourself, is learn to be objective. Understand that if this is the relationship that you have with mom, you didn't create it. You are actually in the effect of a codependent relationship, but you're not the cause. Understand that you didn't cause your mother's trauma and you can't fix it. understand that you are never responsible for your mother's feelings, and it was her job to be responsible to you and how you felt. But when a mom is codependent, it goes way too far. So mom actually feels that every emotion that you experience, she has to micromanage. She has to manage those emotions. She has to make sure that you see her as the person that you need so that she can avoid the emptiness within, and so that she can have a positive sense of self. Now, when you are objective and you understand this dynamic and how it has gone awry, how mom has become hyper-focused on you, hyper-aware of what you think, hyper-aware of what you do, hyper-aware of what you don't do, hyper-aware of people that you're speaking to, people that you date, what shoes you wear. Like, she is involved in every area of your life, and her thought process is, but they need me. And no one's going to love them like I love them. And I know what my child needs. I know how my child feels. And mom is unaware that she's crossing serious boundaries and making it really difficult for you to say no to her. So when you're in a codependent relationship with a parent, you start to lose yourself and you will tone yourself down and you will edit yourself and you will develop people-pleasing behaviors to help offset mom's emotions. So if you think mom is upset with you wanting to take a ride to another state somewhere and you're fully functional and you have a job and you have a car and you want to take this trip, but mom's having an anxiety attack over it because she's codependent, then you need to understand that that's her stuff. You need to understand that the emptiness that she feels that's being triggered is not something that you created. You have to understand that below the veil of consciousness, mom has this idea running or a paradigm running or subconscious patterns running that have her believing that by taking care of you, you in turn on some level should be concerned about taking care of her. That's where things go wonky. That's where we are now in unhealthy territory. And that's where we experience enmeshment. And an adult daughter of a codependent mother will struggle with guilt and shame for not wanting to acquiesce to her mother and knowing that by cutting the cord, mom is going to suffer. One of the things that a codependent daughter does often is that they'll set a boundary with their mother and then they end up apologizing for setting that boundary. So it might sound like, mom, I'm having my friends come over on Saturday and I would prefer that you not just stop in like you always do to see the baby or stop in to drop off groceries or to stop in to drop off some t-shirts and some underwear that you think that I'm going to like. Just please don't come to my house on Saturday. Setting that boundary with your mother is necessary sometimes, and it's totally fine to say, mom, don't come here today. And your children should be able to say that to you without you having a hissy fit, without you feeling like, oh, what have they done? I've done everything for them, and I can't believe that she said this to me, and lions and tigers and bears, oh my, what am I going to do with the 6 hours that I'm not talking to my child today? Mom, you need a life. And so when this is our situation and we're the adult daughter, what we end up doing is we end up overcompensating. So it might sound like, I know I don't want you to come here on Saturday, but you know what? As soon as everybody leaves, I'll text you. I'll send you a ton of pictures. And then you know what, mom? We can go out on Sunday. And here it is, this very immature relationship where the daughter now is taking care of the mom's feelings. And I personally feel that when this happens, we are screwing with the natural energetic hierarchy that is the mother-daughter or the mother-child relationship. So moms need to stay at the top of the totem pole if we're talking about moms. And moms need to be individualized, self-actualized. They need to have autonomy. They need to have a life. They need to have a passion. They need to be able to say no. They need to be able to be objective. They need to be able to understand how they can manipulate their children into feeling sorry for them because of some unspoken agreement that they have that if they cater to the needs of their children, the children should cater to the needs of their parents. That's super unhealthy. So if you do this, try not to do that anymore. So when it comes to setting a boundary with mom, no, you can be general about it, or you can be kinder about the word no, but no is a complete sentence. Or If you don't want to trigger mom too much, then you can explain, but explain it once. Mom, having friends over today, it's not going to be a good idea for you to come by. Boom. If mom goes into a scenario where you can feel the guilt happening and she is asking a lot of questions and you feel the guilt coming on, that's when you want to end the conversation quick, because you are not helping your mom heal. You're not helping your mom get it. You're not helping your mom's end codependency when you cater to her emotions when you shouldn't have to. Another thing that you will struggle with if you have a codependent mom and now you're codependent is that you are now going to struggle the same way she does to suffer the consequences of her actions. You are going to struggle with allowing her to feel her feelings. This is codependency. When I think I have to micromanage someone's emotional experience to a situation that I am not in control over. Codependents make their lives very complicated all the times, because even in a Facebook group or in a friend group or at work, a codependent will notice a shift in someone's mood and jump in to try to fix it as if it's their responsibility and as if the other person doesn't have the wherewithal or the ability to manage their emotions. Now, when this happens between a parent and a child, this becomes magnified. And I want to make sure that the work that I offer is fair and that those of us who are in dysfunctional relationships with our mothers understand that our mothers can be codependent too. And on the surface, it could seem narcissistic. But as we dig deeper, we understand that a codependent mother is coming from a place of needing to be needed, and a narcissistic mother doesn't want you to need her. A narcissistic mother is annoyed that you need her. A narcissistic mother is demanding and expects you to cater to her, whereas a codependent mother is all more than willing to cater to you. However, there's this unspoken agreement that we need to bring to the surface in order to heal it. And the good news is, as a recovering codependent myself, as a recovering codependent mother myself, who has coached thousands of codependent mothers heal, you can actually do this. You can create healthy boundaries for yourself and create healthy boundaries for your children. And in the beginning, it might be a little bit difficult to set those boundaries and operate from a different mind space, from a different head space, and from a higher state of consciousness. But when you do that, dear one, in my opinion, you become a cycle breaker. You are breaking the generational trauma and karma that keeps codependency growing into future generations. And if that's the path you want, I personally want to say thank you, because that is a noble path indeed. If you are struggling with codependency and you would like to heal as a codependent mom or even a codependent dad, check out the 12-Week Breakthrough Coaching Program. This is a program that I've created that helped me heal. It's a blueprint. It's my personal blueprint. And it is a program that I've used to help thousands of people heal their lives, develop the life skills that they never had in childhood, that they always needed in childhood. And you also get to heal the abandonment wounds that keep you stuck. And so if this sounds like something you're interested, please go to www.lisaaromano.com, click 12-Week Breakthrough Coaching Program to learn more. Namaste, everybody. Until next time. Bye for now.